very strongly believe in industry collaboration. We believe that that's an enabler to innovation, learning and growth, and the ability to being able to pull the synergy between the technology and the human component together is vitally important. Absolutely, Signal 4 was the right fit. Africa is a unique continent to work in. We have a lot of people in Africa that recognize that despite its challenges, that these can be overcome.
Welcome to a new episode of the DIRTAC Podcast, the podcast on reliable alerting for critical systems. Get inspired by this new podcast episode. Listen to Hugh Dean, CEO of Cynetic Technology Solutions, as he gives us some fascinating insights into his experience in the defense industry, establishing Cynetic and partnering with DIRTAC. He emphasizes the value of DIRTAC's Signal 4's ability to integrate with third-party tools for automating processes in projects like drone operations. He also touches on the unique challenges of the South African market and shares his outlook for the future of IoT. A fascinating episode with insights and perspectives you don't get to hear every day. Enjoy listening.
Hi, you. Great to have you here for our podcast and to chat a little bit about you, Cynetic, and the South African market, which in itself has a lot of special things, but also your background is really very interesting. So I would like to kick this off by you maybe saying a few words about yourself and just briefly introducing yourself to our listeners, and then we'll dive right into it.
Thanks, Doreen. Always a pleasure to chat, and thank you for the opportunity to join you today. Very quickly about myself. So I'm an electronics engineer and a computer scientist by qualification. To my family, that normally means I'm the IT guy. I started my career in automation within the public sector, and then I moved to the defense industry in about 2001. And I spent 8 years in naval combat systems hardware design and systems engineering. And then I joined the NAL, who's our state-owned defense company, and I ran their systems engineering facility within the air defense environment up until 2016. 2016, I joined Paramount Advanced Technologies as their COO. And then in 2017, we split the company into four business units, three of them still in the traditional defense type work that they did. And then I had the privilege of being able to head up the fourth business unit, which was basically looked after the commercial interests, and until we established Cynetic in 2021.
Right. That's really very interesting. Maybe we can chat a little bit about the whole topic of defense industry, because I don't know how many of the listeners are familiar with it. You already mentioned it a little bit. Hardware, naval, there is all these beautiful components in there. Do you have a few sentences for us to summarize that?
That experience for me was very important. It's heavily advocated within the defense industry and within defense systems design, the approach around systems thinking, which is really a very methodical approach to being able to take a challenge, to being able to break it down into building blocks, and then solve those building blocks into something that basically works for a kind of desired outcome. So it's a very disciplined world, configuration management, being able to capture designs, decisions, and so on and so on is really important. And I think it's that discipline that kind of lended itself well to the transition to within the commercial environment.
Right. And then you said 2021, Cynetic was born. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about who Cynetic is and what you guys do in that specific area, and maybe also bring I probably asked you that question anyway, but, you know, transition a little bit into how we got to know each other, because that's quite an interesting story there too.
Absolutely. Cool. No, thank you. So Cynetic, we're a systems integration company. So as you mentioned, we're based in South Africa in Johannesburg. So we concern ourselves with solutions for the critical infrastructure protection, public safety, and smart city domains. So we're in our third year of operation. We leverage the power of the Internet of Things, connectivity, surveillance, drone operations, and situational awareness to help organizations solve complex challenges in both the public and the private commercial sectors. So we very strongly believe in industry collaboration, and we believe that that's an enabler to innovation, learning, and growth. So our industry partners are extremely important to us. DIRDAC, of course, no exception. I've got two amazing partners and co-founders, Pierre and Gerbrand, and we all have extensive experience in the delivery of integrated systems for both the defense and commercial sectors. I once had an amazing mentor that used to advocate that all modern systems have two primary components, communications and situational awareness. You really think of all modern day systems, Uber, as an example. So our company name, Cynetic, recognizes that. The Cy is kind of the physical and the sensed world. The networks are communications networks. And the IC, which is the IQ, is basically the intelligence, awareness, and the analytics component to our name. So we're quite proud of it. We love that.
It's a very cool combination. I like it. When I first looked at it, I was like, Cynetic, what does that stand for? And then you explained it to me and it's like, oh, this is really smart. I really like it because I agree with you 150% that there is always different components. And a lot of people tend to forget that communication of something critical or communication of events or anything really is just as important as the whole network that lies underneath, or the whole infrastructure rather that lies underneath, because we're all human beings at the end of the day, right? And we need to be in the know if something's going on, whatever it is.
Absolutely. And we need to, in today's environment, we need to know that quickly. So maybe just to further explain that, under critical infrastructure protection, so we use smart technology for the protection of national key points, industrial mining sites, state linear infrastructure like rail, electrical reticulation, and pipelines. And these include what the industry call PSIM platforms, or physical security information platforms, which include sensor environments, the communications, as we spoke about. And we have a very heavy reliance and cooperation within the drone sector for drone operations. Our sensor environments kind of encompass anything, you know, ground sensor networks that encompass tamper, vibration, passive infrared, acoustic, lighting. We're busy developing a long-range laser module for perimeter detection applications. And really the ability to being able to bring this all together into something that makes sense and that we can obviously disseminate in a timely fashion. And of course, then hence our relationship with you guys, and certainly what Signal4 does best.
Do you remember how you found us, or you know what the requirements were when you started looking for something? Because I really like the connection here, because you said it, like it's so special, right? Like drone operations, you don't hear that every day. Or, you know, a lot of the things there in your railway projects, things that we've been discussing in your projects and how Signal4 fits into that. I think this is really, it was mind-blowing to me at first because it's so simple.
I was looking for an alerting and a notifications platform. And at the time, before getting to know of DIRDAC and the Signal4 platform, we were actually considering doing something similar because we felt that there was a need within the security environments that we were operating in, where not everybody needs a super complicated, super expensive mobile application linked to expensive systems, and that to being able to be notified timelessly when things are going wrong. And really what I was looking for was a very practical way of being able to integrate to within our reasonably complex systems, but the ability of being able to communicate the outcome very quickly. And so Google is your friend. I was having a look to see, before we started the road of considering doing something ourselves, we were looking for something that potentially could do the same thing. And absolutely Signal4 was the right fit. And of course, that's when I reached out to you.
And I remember that integration was key to you too, because you mentioned it with, you know, everything that you do. You want to do this in a practical and an automated manner as much as possible, because time is of the essence. Patience is not everyone's friend. Plus, you can't really have that luxury these days, because if something goes wrong, it needs to happen fast. And I know that human latencies can kind of be an inhibitor here. So we want to try and automate. And this is why I remember that one of your biggest concerns there was the integration too, because there is, yes, highly complex environments and systems specific to specific industries and sectors. But I think it's essential to also understand that having a platform that can hook into different systems does become your gateway to communicate things out, but at the same time needs to integrate with these systems tightly. That such a platform is really what I hope you found in Signal 4, because that was our intention when we designed it.
Absolutely. I mean, you fit the nail on the head there. I think we've always advocated that we loosely couple with tightly integrate, and we've specifically designed our architecture around the ability to being able to develop tightly integrated interfaces within to the third-party applications that we work. And then we rather manage a connected environment where we can effectively patch the integrations through to the different technologies without effectively having to reinvent the wheel every time. As you mentioned, within the security environment, time is absolutely of the essence. What we've found within the local security space is that the events that occur, the theft events that happen where critical assets are stolen, very often these incidents are over in a matter of minutes. We always speak around a concept of operations with anybody that wants to talk to us about a security solution, and saying technology is very often the easy component, meaning that we can put down sensor environments and that to being able to pick up things when they happen. But when they happen, what do you do about it? And we always say technology is not always the answer. It's not always the complete answer. So you always have to factor in the human element and the ability to being able to pull the synergy between the technology and the human component together is vitally important. And that's kind of what we were looking at, certainly when we were chatting to you.
Right. Yeah, I agree, particularly since you have everyone running around with their smartphones. I mean, this has become so ubiquitous. It's hard to imagine, like, even for us, I mean, particularly for us, actually, because we work in the industry, to just leave the phone behind for a moment and really focus on, hey, you know, this is just, I'm just going to have my gin and tonic and look at the wildlife. This is the few moments you get, which brings me to the beautiful country of South Africa. So the projects that you do are mainly in the Southern African region, or do you also venture out to other countries?
We do venture out. So within our public safety vertical, we are very heavily focused towards the EMS environment, so emergency management services, servicing fire, ambulance, police. We're a global strategic partner of Hexagon Safety and Infrastructure, for Africa, and they're a global leader in dispatching solutions for public safety answering points, or PSAPs. And those solutions include things like video management, unified communications, patient care management, and so on. Because of that partnership, so we operate right across the continent. We're all the way to Nigeria. We have an active active Safe City application that we're busy implementing there, which has been really interesting. We've had engagements with all our neighboring countries within the SADC region, absolutely. And another country that we're really enjoying at the moment is Rwanda. Rwanda is considered to be one of the most progressive countries in Africa, certainly around technology and technology adoption and infrastructure. So we really have very good conversations with both within the public and private sectors for requirements in technology solutions.
No, that's great, and I agree. I've heard Rhonda a couple of times, and it's going to be very interesting to see. And it's great that you are, you know, on the front line there with them. That is really awesome. On the market as such, African, South Africa, whatever you want to talk about, because I know a lot of listeners will probably go, this is really not within my primary focus from a lot of the people that usually, you know, come out of the States or of Europe. We love Africa. We've had a lot of business, a lot of great partners and customers and continue to do so with you guys as well in Africa and Southern Africa. So to me, this is one of the most interesting markets, but it also has a lot of specific characteristics.
It certainly is a unique continent to work in. I think traditionally, for those who don't understand Africa, the fact it's diversity in culture, the fact that a lot of African countries at the moment face complex challenges in high unemployment, poverty, socioeconomic inequality, poor levels of education, health issues, corruption, crime, violence. It certainly makes an interesting region to work in, but also a very rewarding one as well. I think we have a lot of people in Africa that recognize that despite its challenges, that these can be overcome. So what is absolutely awesome is kind of join these guys on their road to prosperity. There's a keenness for information. Very often what we find is that we find step changes in technology, where you find technologies that are 15, 20 years old, and you're kind of bringing mind-blowing technology, which has its challenges as well, because change management is absolutely important. You have to be able to, nothing is sustainable if you're not considering the human element, listening to what they need, and to being able to provide solutions in the most effective way. So certainly a challenging region, but we love working in the environment.
No, absolutely. But like then I always say every country, every region, every continent has its challenges, and diversity is a big topic for everyone globally, because as we come together more and more on a global scale, we have to overcome these challenges no matter what. And this is my experience too with Africa, and that, you know, there's a lot of very keen people. There's a lot of hunger, a lot of thirst for knowledge and for improvement, which makes it sometimes that people are very even more impatient than the Americans, which is not easy to do. So, yeah, that's definitely very, very cool. Is there anything else that you would want to add, and with respect to like specific use cases, maybe that you would like to focus on with your industry experience and, you know, the kind of expertise we bring to the plate? Maybe any, we're not going to say names, but like any projects or, you know, things that you have out there that describe specific flows where our solution comes in handy. That would probably be my almost last question for you.
I mentioned that we're fairly heavily invested in drone operations at the moment. So we developed a drone video management platform last year called Tactical Streamer, that allows for the acquisition and dissemination of real-time video feeds from commercial drone platforms into command centers, social media platforms, and to other stakeholders. That also allows for cloud and edge data storage, investigations, rapid distribution of video material, archive repositories, and so on. And we're very proud to say that Tactical Streamer has been used already in a number of high-profile events in the last couple of months. And whilst this is great for events, we also recognize that the commercial drone operations in the security space are deployments very often where you only have one pilot. You have somebody out there that has the responsibility for being able to detect using drone and thermal technologies and so on, people approaching national key points, the ability then to, and it takes the responsibility on that pilot to being able to inform tactical ground forces, both, and that could be privatized security forces, it could be community-based security, as well as site-specific security. And you can imagine this poor guy trying to fly this thing, that's quite something to try and coordinate to make sure that it happens, and it happens timeously in order to be able to respond effectively as well. So last year, we entered into a collaboration with a Canadian company to bring edge analytics into drone surveillance, and effectively provides the pilot with detection support to automate the alerting process from the metadata that gets provided by the analytics. So we have the ability to being able to train these detection models for very specific things. And obviously, as we go along, the better and better it gets. the detection information is really more important to us than the video. Because the video just basically provides you a validation of what's going on. But the transition of being able to take the metadata that is produced by that process and to translate that into something, into a notification and alerts that can then timelessly be reacted on is something that we're concentrating on at the moment. And of course, that conduit then would be to Signal 4. So we're doing quite a bit of bench testing at the moment, some field testing in terms of the performance of that analytics. But I think that's really quite exciting for us. And I think quite an exciting use case for Signal 4. Absolutely.
I can't wait to see it in action.
Very soon, very soon. I think within the facilities management space, which is another example, we've got a national energy crisis on at the moment. We experience anything from 4 to 12 hours of power cuts with implementation of load shedding, which is basically a controlled manner of managing the demand on our national networks. And as we know, you need electricity for everything to function. Johannesburg is one of the few major cities in the world that actually doesn't have a river flowing through it as a major water source. So Johannesburg pumps its water around 50 kilometers away from the Vaal system, and it gets pumped up and boosted into the Johannesburg distribution area to its consumers. Of course, that is very heavily dependent on electrical supply. When you don't have electricity, you're not pumping, which means that you're not getting water into the networks. And for consumers, for everyday, you know, everyday people, that is a problem. But for industry, that is catastrophic. Mm-hmm. So what we have identified is there's a very real need, especially within the facilities management space, where the guys need to be able to carefully manage their public utility resources, water and electricity and so on. We're finding the fact that there's a dependency on power generations by companies themselves. So they're having to run these massive generators to being able to service industrial plants and buildings and so on. Air quality becomes a real issue as well. And basically what this means is that we're seeing a demand for not only very new sensor environments, but the ability to being able to integrate into building management systems and so on, and to being able to provide, or they require effective aggregation of all of this data from different sources as a single source of truth, and as a coordination point for both reactive and scheduled maintenance activities and operational staff. And of course, this is something where Signal 4 absolutely fits in as well. We're currently busy on two projects at the moment, and the intent is to being able to use Signal 4 as the endpoint to the operational to the operations teams.
I like what you just said about the signal source of truth, because we ourselves also refer to Signal 4 being like your single, not source, but consolidated platform for communication, because this is essentially with everything that we've been saying, what you need to get your head around, that if you want to have a lot of these challenges met in an effective manner, you need to automate and streamline as much as possible so that at the end of the day, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? So you don't want to apply processes and configuration to every single system just to have the same kind of effect, but you want to bundle things in specific steps. So one thing for you with the drone project and the analytics, the metadata there, and then feed that into the communications platform. Same with the facility management. So this is really exciting because we have had projects in utilities, facility management, some in the defense sector. But I think, and maybe it's just my love for Africa, this is really special. And I can't wait to see this come to life. And this would be the last question that I have for you. Like, where do you see things going for you specifically with your company, with your expertise, all your background? And are there like one or two recommendations that you have for listeners to wrap this really very interesting topic up today?
I've mentioned that we're very IoT centric. We have a reliance on a lot of those technologies in order to make our solutions happen. The application of IoT in mission critical environments, I think, is poised to grow exponentially over the next couple of years. The concept of Internet of Things has actually been around for a long time. We just didn't call it that. But the development, the standardization, which is a big thing, and the adoption of these technologies has gained significant traction over the last couple of years. We've been seeing the convergence of connectivity, massive computing power, miniaturization of devices and sensors, AI, more and more capability for the implementation of edge computing. And this creates so much potential in sectors that have been plagued with expensive and niche systems in the past that can now be realized cost-effectively with functionality that we've kind of only ever dreamed of. Because of this, I think our only limitation is really our imagination in terms of the applications that can be used. We live in a country, as I've said, with failing infrastructure, poverty, lack of security. And it's an unfortunate reality, but it requires urgent interventions in order to be able to measure and manage this. And while it's a terrible situation for any country, the innovation behind the developing solutions to manage this is really incredible. And I think our mission is to provide quality of life where possible, and our partner being able in trying to help save the country on its road to prosperity. In terms of my recommendations, I think really what is key for us is understanding your client space, embedding yourself within their world, understand their challenges. We spoke about the concept of operations. You know, what are the desired outcomes? Take the quick wins and keep solutions as simple as possible. I think really too often the guys go in with very complex and elaborate ideas. But really often it's the simple stuff that kind of makes a really big difference. I think plan properly, start small, establish trust, make a difference with your clients, and then grow together. And as I said, most importantly, listen to your user. Within our networks, we always strive to find like-minded individuals and companies like yourself, where we can collaborate, share information and ideas. And it's in my experience that those that hold on to information are least secure about their value proposition. And if you're not adding value, then we always say, then we step away. Mm-hmm. I think we've always valued integrity over ambition. So certainly keep true to yourself at all times and the rewards will come.
Thank you so much. This is great. And I love helping your country on the road to prosperity. That's going to be one of my key takeaways. I love that because if you're in a position and particularly also of the industry that you're in, I think you are with your background and everything. And if we with DIRTAG and Signal 4 can be part of it, my love for Africa once again will be fulfilled. I love that. And I will probably get back to you at some point when we have the one or the other project under our belly to chat a little more, because this is highly interesting. I'm sure this is something that doesn't get talked about a lot usually because of the highly sensitive nature and the confidential nature of things as well, which is why I appreciate you sharing all of this with us today. So thanks a lot, you. This has been great. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Doreen, thank you very much. Again, thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to seeing you in the country soon. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
All the best. Thank you.
You heard Hugh and Doreen talking about Cynetic and Signal 4 and some great scenarios and perspectives from the defense industry and the South African market. More about DIRTAG and Signal 4 can be found in the show notes or on signal4.com. Until next time, stay alerted.